The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Money Monday on The Answer, and as we are privileged to do each Money Monday, we spend some time with Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management. Josh and I host the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show Saturdays at 2 p.m. and Friday night at 7 p.m. here on The Answer. We invite you to listen to that. Send your questions to bruce@salemmedia.com. We'll get them answered for you either on the weekend or in this segment, and Josh is with Aptus Wealth Management in Lewis Center, 614-917-1040, the number, Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. And I guess we start this week, Josh, with a much more rosy outlook in the markets than we had in June. The market was down and looks like it's experienced some kind of a bounce back. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, depending on who you read, you know, last week was kind of a shockingly important week. Economists are saying that, you know, now we have reached a point in the market where the future looks much brighter. Let me explain what I mean by that. You know, inflationary numbers came out last week. They were better than expected. The market rallied quite significantly. And we kind of pushed through what we talk about in our world is some resistance lines, meaning that you kind of look at the history of the market and you say, where did we start? Where did we dip? And if we bust through this number, then very rarely in history has that not meant good things for the future. We busted through that number last week. So many economists are saying that the future looks brighter. They're going even further and saying that it looks like maybe growth stocks will have a strong rally throughout the remainder of the year. And remember, Bruce, from previous shows, you know, value stocks have done far better than growth stocks year to date. So it would stand to reason that if something is down much more than the other, it probably has a better chance of rebounding more significantly. But interesting information to note. You know, the future is yet to be told. We'll see how it plays out. But I guess overall, good news.
You can set up your free consultation with Josh and the Aptus Wealth team at 614-917-1040 or do it via the web at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Josh, I thought when Joe Biden said last week after the 8.5% inflation number came out that inflation was zero, I thought, okay, that's just another instance of where he maybe misspoke. Then I saw Kamala Harris say it, and I saw Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, say it from the podium. So it was clearly a talking point. What do you think of that statement? And are we one bad number away, let's say, the Fed raises interest rates again? We got a lot of momentum from the 8.5 being less than the 9.1 inflation of June. But are we like another bad number away in any sector from giving back the gains that the market experienced last week?
You know, the market can be very fickle, and I guess first let me address the 0% inflation. Remember, these are politicians, so they're going to use any information that they can and kind of ignore the details in its entirety. So did we have zero inflation? Inflation did not increase last month, but it does not mean that we're not in an inflationary time, far more significant than we were just a couple of years ago. But is the market fickle, I think, is what you're really asking. And yes, the market can be very reactionary in times like these. When you have times that are uncertain, even one or two numbers that, you know, on the surface don't seem like that important can have a dramatic effect on volatility. And I'm of the belief that regardless of whether or not we end up having a very strong rally throughout the remainder of the year, that rally will also be coupled with a tremendous amount of volatility. So, you know, I don't think that the next 6 to 12 months is going to be for the timid. Doesn't mean there won't be money to be made, but you better have your ducks in a row or you might hit some panic points.
So we know the Fed has raised rates quite a bit here recently. I think the first time ever that they did it by 75 basis points back to back. The history on this, I guess, and I'm looking at numbers from Alan Blinder, a former Federal Reserve Board vice chairman and a Princeton economist, said there have been 11 money supply tightening cycles since 1965, eight of which were followed by recessions. Can you speak to what people talk about, like it's really hard to quote-unquote thread the needle and bring about a quote-unquote soft landing in the economy? What are they trying to do with a soft landing, like get the economy to where it doesn't retract as we have had numbers tell us it has done modestly in the last two quarters?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're doing is damage control, We know that we're in a difficult spot. And by we, I mean, you know, the economists, the Fed, the U.S. government knows that they're in a difficult spot. They're probably not going to admit it, but they overspent. And we're in a position where that puts us in a difficult spot. And how do you handle that? You raise rates to try and offset inflation, but if you raise them too much too quickly, while it might have a positive impact on inflation, it can stall out the economy. So, you know, whether they do a good job or a bad job, we'll see. But historically speaking, when we're in times like these, it's not all rosy, which is why I believe what I said before, that while I think that the economy in many sectors will rally and there's money to be made, I think volatility is very much still going to be a part of us. We're on tilt. One number in the wrong direction can cause quite a significant drop in the market. So it's not for the faint of heart over the next 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, that's the sense that I get as well. And we were chatting with Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management. Josh and I host the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show at 7 p.m. Friday and 2 p.m. Saturday here on The Answer. And you can get a free consultation with Josh and his team to work purposely toward your retirement and understand the volatility that's out there. When you make a decision that is born out of logic and is done in a purposeful way, you're much less likely to be volatile yourself and to worry and lose sleep and all the things that we hope, you know, you would not do when you do things the right way as it concerns how to grow your money for retirement. So get with Josh and his team at 614-917-1040 or online at Aptus Wealth, A-P-T-U-S, aptuswealth.com. As you converse with clients, do you have an overriding emotion that people have? I would think that after they've been with you and they understand where they're going, peace of mind is there. Maybe with new clients, there's a vast difference in how people approach this kind of uncertain time than there is among your experienced clients or the ones that you've had for a while who understand what they're doing and why they're doing it.
I would say whether they're existing clients or new clients, they certainly have an attitude of trepidation as they view the way that the U.S. economy is being run by the federal government. And that is not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's just this general belief that maybe we're not being told the whole story. And I would assume that that's not a new emotion, but it seems to be picking up steam. And there's this belief that, you know, maybe our best interests aren't being taken to heart as we move forward. And that, you know, maybe sometimes in the past we've had some tailwinds for small businesses, for the economy, for jobs. And most people believe like we're heading into a headwind rather than a tailwind. Now, whether or not they're right or wrong, or it's just the fact that we have a tremendous amount of social media and news network running 24 hours a day, and that's taking hold of people, I don't know. But I would say in general, people are optimistic about their own lives and pessimistic about the economy as a whole.
Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management is our guest. He joins us every Money Monday here on The Answer, and you can get a hold of him at Aptus Wealth Management at 614-917-1040. So the Inflation Reduction Act is now going to be into law. They don't really talk about it being an Inflation Reduction Act much. Now they're touting the climate part of it, which, again, is the politics. But I don't expect you to have read however many thousand pages this bill is, but from what you know of it, from reading various news sources that I know you do in the midst of your research, what's your vibe on what it's going to bring about? I heard Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, yesterday touting the immediate savings for people. And she talked about, you know, if you invest in solar panels or an electric car or a heat pump or energy efficient appliances, you know, you're going to get a certain tax credit. And I thought, wait a second, investing means I have to spend. Sometimes I don't mind spending if it is truly an investment, but that doesn't feel to me like that's an immediate savings if I'm spending and then getting a tax credit 8 months later.
Yeah, I always struggle with these because, you know, these bills are always touted as helping the middle class, helping the lower class, et cetera. And how are you helping the lower income piece of our economy by telling them that they can save money by spending? It seems silly. Now, that spending, does that spark the economy, boost the stock market? Of course. But if we're focusing on an Inflation Reduction Act to help average Americans or below, you know, average income Americans, then, okay, as long as you have money invested in the stock market and enough money to buy stuff, well, then the economy is going to be great for you. Both of those things aren't true. So, you know, the adage that it's a Inflation Reduction Act, I kind of chuckle at that a little bit. Now, whether or not it'll actually spur the economy and help the green energy sectors, different story. So in our office, my objective is, how do I ensure that your long-term financial goals become a reality? Not necessarily what is the best thing for the overall economy as it relates to politics. And I think there's going to be some opportunities as a result of it, but I don't know that it's going to do what you're hearing in the speeches.
Yeah, and I think that's why, to me, it makes so much sense for you guys to get together with Josh and his team at Aptus Wealth Management, because understanding where things are going is really part of the battle. Set up your free consultation, 614-917-1040, or at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Josh, always great to talk with you. Thanks for your time.
You as well. Thanks, Bruce.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.